A few blocks from Leo Cheney's South Boulevard home, wind chimes play atop a sculpture of tall metal poles arranged in half a dozen circles. It's Opportunity Park, part of Leo Cheney's legacy. Parks Department Director Willis Winter says Cheney was passionate about parks in his South Dallas district, especially this one.
His vision for Opportunity was a series of interpretive panels and commissions that would interpret the Black history of South Dallas.
It may have been one of the toughest accomplishments for Cheney. There was controversy over whose names would be engraved on the commissioned sculpture and what would it look like. George Harris lives across the street and enjoys the peaceful, manicured park. He's thankful Cheney was able to work things out, and that's not all he appreciates about Leo Cheney.
He was my tutor when I had to get my GED at the Martin Luther King Center. You know, he took care of the community. He watched it over everyone, and he was just like a fellowship, you know.
Cheney served on the Dallas City Council from 1999 to 2007. His nickname was the Big Cat. Current council member Jerry Allen says before he decided to run for election, he studied Leo Cheney.
Leo was really just a class act, and I think that, to me, is the way I sum him up. He's a big gentleman, had presence about him. But he was also soft, always stood up for the people. So that's what I remember about Leo.
Cheney was a graduate of James Madison High School, or the Great James Madison High School, as he always called it. He had political science and law degrees from Howard University, was a community relations specialist for the Dallas School District for more than 20 years, and served on the City Plan Commission before being elected to the council. Valletta Lill was a colleague on the council.
It was a privilege to serve with Leo. He was a great man, a great council member, and passionate about his service. He was always a friend of the arts and of preservation, so we thank him for all those things.
Leo Cheney was 62. B.J. Austin, KERA News.